All right, so once again, my name is Jess Young. I'm from Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School of Public Health, and I'm a third-year PhD candidate in health policy and management. And today I'll be talking about the perceived and anticipated impacts of the Affordable Care Act. So unfortunately, I don't have any financial relationships to disclose. Maybe this will change in a few years, but for now, none. So I want you to imagine, if you can, an environment where federal deficits, decreasing federal funds and state budget crises are coupled with workforce shortages and an increasing number of populations losing their jobs and health insurance. Now, it probably wasn't hard for you to imagine this type of environment because this is the exact environment in which state public health officials are making their budgets and priority setting decisions. So what are the consequences of an era where budget cuts are the norm and expected on the setting budgets and priorities process? So that's the broader purpose of the Setting Budgets and Priorities project that I'm going to describe a little bit about. And I will be reporting on just one aspect of that project in this presentation. So I'm going to briefly describe the Affordable Care Act and its role in the Setting Budgets and Priorities project, characterize some key impacts the ACA may have on the budget and priority setting process as identified by the participants in this project. And this will cover public health mission and roles, priorities, day-to-day practice impacts, funding, and the drivers or the factors behind these perceived impacts. And finally, I'll conclude with discussing policy and practice implications of these findings. So I just want to take a short minute to thank the project team. This is the overall Setting Budgets and Priorities project team in alphabetical order. And I just would like to give my thanks and appreciation to this team. So his